Hey, it's Swagoo, and the annual NBA on Christmas Day tradition continues with five of the best gifts anyone could ask for. The star-studded schedule starts at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on ESPN with the Hawks taking on the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. Then over on ABC, the Celtics square off against the Bucks, followed by the Suns hosting the Warriors. Then on ABC and ESPN, the Nets battle the Lakers with the day capped off by the Mavs clashing with the Jazz at 10:30 Eastern, 7:30 Pacific on ESPN. What a Christmas Day NBA lineup. Yo, what up, Brody? What's happening, man? It's the Swagoo and Perk podcast. We back again. Perk, first of all, before we get this podcast started, you 30 minutes late. What happened?
Well, first of all.
I don't want no first of all. I'm putting you on the spot. Business in the street.
Why you got to put your ball on the spot? Oh, that's what it is. That's what it is. You look like you slimming up. You drinking water, you working out, and you feeling yourself. Look, here's the thing. First of all, I don't have to walk down the hall and have the studio stuff set up for me. Mr. Shirt and Tie, Mr. Suit Coat, you keep coming on here. Look, with the clip, last week you came on there with the crispy glasses. I mean, shining. I'm looking for my pal anyway. But today you come on. See, that's what I'm saying, dog. That's what I'm saying. You ain't right. You ain't right, dog. You ain't right. But you know what? Let me tell you what it is. I'm not good with a lot of things, and I'm not afraid to admit that. And one thing I'm not good with is like internet reboot
technology.
I'm not good with it. Matter of fact, I just got my own email, which I don't use. It was by accident.
All right. Hold on. We're going to stop embarrassing. Me and you about to talk about that in private. All right. We're going to get to this podcast because I'm not going to let you be out there in the streets like that. We gonna get the technology part set up. I want to go here, man. Some big stuff happening, dog. Some big stuff happening, okay? Huge. And the first thing we gonna talk about is Deion Sanders at Jackson State University got the number two recruit in the country.
Do you see him?
Not only, Perk, did he get the number two recruit in the country in Travis Hunter, he flipped them from Florida State, where Deion, first of all, Coach Prime, Deion Sanders, for the youngins out there that don't know, played for Florida State.
Mom.
When they were looking for a coach, they threw Deion's name out there as a potential hire. And Deion didn't get hired, obviously. Went to a coach at Jackson State University in Jackson, Mississippi, a HBCU. They are in the SWAC, the Southwestern Athletic Conference, which I'm very familiar with. I went to high school on Southern University's campus, which is in Baton Rouge, another HBCU that's in the SWAC. But Deion did something, Perk, that I think is going to change the landscape, all right? And I'm not going to give him – see, this is about to sound crazy. I'm not going to give him full credit for this. I'm going to give Deion 95% of the credit.
Okay.
I'm going to get the other 5% of the credit to the fact that we finally acknowledge that college football is a business. See, what Deion did by getting the number two recruit overall was showed everybody that the NIL, the name, image, and likeness, can be used not only as a tool to get players to attend your college, but it can be used for visibility. And nobody in college, do we not see Deion on Aflac commercials with Nick Saban? Yeah. You think that's because he's prime time. That's because Deion Sanders decided, I'm going to go to Jackson State. I'm going to make Jackson State a good football team, even though they got beat to sleep by South
Carolina
State.
That's okay.
That's all right. It's fine. Celebration Bowl, shout out. Yeah. I watched it. It was a good game. Yeah.
That's okay.
What he did, what he's doing, and what he's done is not only bring a lot of focus back to HBCUs, but he pushed the narrative forward by saying, hey, we got to be competitive too. And another thing I like that he did, Perk, he challenged every HBCU to start thinking and operating on this level. Deion went to coach at Jackson State. Fans mm-hmm. came back to the stands, packed. I think they broke the attendance record this year. We saw the promotion and the publicity that the Celebration Bowl got that when they played South Carolina State in Atlanta. Coach mm-hmm. Pugh, by the way, the head coach for South Carolina State, is a legend in his own right. But that is the point. The world didn't know that. If Deion Sanders wouldn't have went to Jackson State, we wouldn't know about a Coach Pugh at South Carolina State and the things that he's accomplished. We wouldn't look at anything like we look at it now. And Deion taking advantage of name, image, and likeness, his own, to now get recruits to say, you know what, I can get drafted from the SWAC. I can get drafted from Jackson State. And not only can I get drafted from Jackson State or Eddie George coaching at HBCU or Coach Pugh at South Carolina State, Grambling State just hired Hugh Jackson, former NFL coach. Mm-hmm. Now eyeballs are coming to the SWAC because these coaches not only were guys in the NFL, they also are guys that have evaluated talent and know what NFL talent looks like, and people can trust that. Perk, this is a major shift, bro. It's a major shift in college football. It's a major shift for black colleges and institutions, HBCUs. But more importantly, I think when we get done with this, we're going to look at Deion and say, you changed everything about black college football. That's what I got, Perk, on that one.
No, and that's all facts. That's all facts, what you just said. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing, big bro. I always say, do you want to be popular or you want to be powerful? All right? Mm. Let me say it again. Do you want to be popular or you want to be powerful? See, yes, Deion Sanders, he's powerful.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What you want. Bro, he's powerful. When you go and change the game like he did, I'm going to get to the recruit in a second. Just him going to this HBCU, they had more national televised games than a yes. lot of other colleges, okay? So he changed the game. Like, and not only did they have those games, we were tuned in to watch him.
Absolutely.
Watch him.
Absolutely.
The athletes and watch him. We wanted to see what he was doing on the sideline. And then he started doing other things to – affect the culture, whether that was bringing, you know, the rappers that Young Dolphin,
yes,
R.I.P. Young R.I.P. Young Dolphin
had Jeezy this past weekend speak to the team.
That's what I'm saying, and he's in the locker room turning up with them. That's powerful. And guess yes, what? Sir. Everybody can relate. Now here's the thing: the young man that he recruited. He played the cornerback, right?
Corner and wide receiver go both ways, yep.
He go both ways. So why wouldn't I want to go somewhere where one of the best to ever do it did it at this position? I don't care if he was at Lamar down right. in Beaumont, Texas. I don't care if he was at Prairie View. I don't care where he is. He's at Jackson State. I'm going there. And like Deion say, the worst thing that ever could have happened to Florida State is that he came to our homecoming. He came to the homecoming. You know what I'm saying? He came to the homecoming, you know what I'm saying?
And in case y'all don't know what Perk's saying about black colleges homecoming, if you ain't been to one, you need to get your ass out there. Change your life. Clap on them, Perk. I'm telling you.
But look, this is what I want to say to Florida State University. Shame on them, dog.
Oh.
Shame on them. Forget losing a recruit. That's one thing. But not to even give Deion an interview.
A look.
Even after this season. First of all, Florida State stunk it up this season.
Sure did. Been stinking it up for a while.
For a while. Below expectations. And then the coach that they have now, they gave him an extension. So, you know, to be – So imagine being horrible at your job, stinking it up, and that's what it is. You know, I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying, only in America.
I got only you, big homie.
That's what but my whole thing is this. I'm going to end on this. What you want to be? Powerful or popular?
Or popular.
Dion is powerful. That's what you want to be.
He's shifting the paradigm, Perk.
Yeah.
He's shifting it. Like right in front of our face, and everybody got to acknowledge it, even though you might not like it, it's happening. Okay, I don't expect it to happen in droves. I don't expect the next ESPN 300 to all go to HBCUs. That's not what I'm saying. But the fact that you were able to get one of the top five guys to leave every school in the country that recruited him, and he was going to go and play next year, to go to Jackson State, one, because Dion is the coach, but two, because he said, Travis Hunter said it, I want to do something different. And that's something different. Is going to manifest.
He threw them damn caps down. Like,
hell yeah.
I love
ripping
it.
Shirts off. He was ripping sweatshirts off and everything.
Hey, look, I know we got to move on, but I got to tell you this, dog. I don't know what you've been doing, but, bro, you looking real slim these days. I see it all in right. I don't know what's been going on.
And Peloton.
We're going to talk off the house. I can get on the, but you looking real. You know what I'm saying? Slim.
It's the Peloton, bro. It's the Peloton, and it's not eating all that, you know, all that stuff we be talking about eating. I save it more now for special occasions. Let's jump to something else, man, because you brought this up, and this is something you really wanted to talk about between Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball. Yeah, we jump into the NBA because that's what we do on this podcast. We don't give a damn about you thinking we need to segue in this football off another football segment. We don't care about that. We finna talk about
–
So, Perk, you guide me, but we were talking and you said – I'm correct me if I'm wrong. You got LaMelo Ball. You got LaMelo Ball in Charlotte. Mm-hmm. You got Anthony Edwards in Minnesota.
Yep.
In the NBA. And Jai is older than those guys, but Jai Morant. Is Jai older than them guys? Yeah, Jai older.
Yeah, he is.
He's older than them. And the question is, who are you starting a franchise with?
Right.
Out of them. I wanna focus on Anthony and LaMelo. I don't want Jai in there.
It was going to be unfair
It's unfair.
I was going to take Jai anyway.
Between Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball, Big Perk, you're on the clock. You got to draft one of them. And you drafting them from a place of knowing what they are right now. We're not going back to high school or college when Anthony was at Georgia. I'm talking about right now, you've seen what they can do in the NBA. Perk, who you drafting, who you taking first, who you starting your franchise with?
Oh, man, it's so hard, man. This is so hard because I thought that Anthony Edwards should have won Rookie of the Year last year. I'm a huge Ant-Man fan. I love this kid. Generational talent. But when I got to think of both sides, now you said who am I drafting? So I got to think business and I got to think talent. If I'm going with business and talent, then I got to draft LaMelo Ball. And let me tell you why. It's not because of the separation in talent or anything to that nature. But LaMelo Ball is not only going to give me numbers. LaMelo Ball is going to put butts in them seats, bro. He's going – and I'm not just talking about at home. He has a persona and appearance about himself that all the younger – the whole entire younger generation, they gravitate to. Even some of, like, he got the smile, he got the hair, he got the flashiness, although Anthony Edwards is athletic, but LaMelo Ball just got a whole different swag about himself. Yeah. I mean, the man had a lime green suit on right on the side of his, I think it was his Lambo.
Lime green, you know what I'm saying?
He dripping all over the place. You know what I mean? It ain't even dripping no more, man. It's a waterfall. And so when you look at him, when I think
I like that one. I'm going to use that one.
Yeah, ain't even dripping no more, man. It's a waterfall. But look, here's the thing. Talent-wise, you can't go wrong with either one.
Right.
You know what I mean? But when you talk about just marketable and now, when the last time you ever watched a Hornets game and it be sold out how it is right now?
Been a minute.
Like, it's not
been a minute, Perk.
They're sold out. And when he goes on the road, they're sold out. People want to see this man hoop. Not saying they don't want to see Ant-Man, but it's just not on the market side of LaMelo Ball. So
yeah.
I would have to take LaMelo Ball, and it's not because of talent. It's just because if I'm in the front office and I'm trying to make sure we sell these tickets, oh, he's going to sell them.
You know, it's a crazy dynamic because we on opposite ends of this. And I understand completely what you're saying and don't disagree with the points that you made. Like, we're not about to argue this. The reason why I would take Anthony, and for everybody out there, me and Perk don't disagree just to disagree. Like, we say our truth.
Right.
With me, with Anthony, you know what turned me when it came to Anthony, bro? And I tweeted this out a few days ago or maybe last week, is that I watched one of his interviews and I was like, you got a fan in me, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Because Perk, being around you, being around real like NBA dudes that kind of still kind of subscribe to the code of I might be an a-hole, but I'm going to get everybody to their highest level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I saw that man do that interview and talked about what Carl Anthony Towns needed to do to be better, I said, there go your leader right there. That, for me, that's the guy I'm starting the franchise with. Now, I get you, because it is the business side of basketball, all right? But I firmly believe this. Let the New York Knicks need a player when Anthony Edwards is a free agent and see if he don't become one of the top three biggest names in the NBA.
Oh.
See, he needs a market.
I agree.
The only thing Anthony Edwards is missing is a market. Right? We know Minnesota. We understand Minnesota's a good place to play basketball, but it ain't the place where you're going to become the face of the NBA. Mm-hmm. That's why I think it's so phenomenal what Giannis has been able to do in Milwaukee. It's just not a place where you're going to become one of the faces of the NBA unless you balling out of your mind. That's how you become that. You play with one of the greatest players to ever play basketball in KG. We all knew KG was good before he came to Boston. But what did that market do for him, Perk? Like, KG was doing all the stuff in Minnesota he was doing when he got to Boston.
Did you hear what he said at his Hall of Fame speech? I told you that, right? He said he had one regret, that he didn't get to Boston earlier in his career.
Yeah.
And let me say this. Anthony Edwards is everything that you want in your franchise. I mean, this man has an old soul, and you got to go back to the history of his upbringing.
Of his upbringing, yeah.
Right? You know, I believe, you know, he lost his mom. His sister raised him and her husband. And, man, you know, he just has an old soul, man. He's a different breed. That's why I say this.
I just think.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about, for me, this is why I made the decision with Anthony. When we talk about franchise guys, I want a dog to lead my team. Oh. I'm not saying LaMelo not a dog. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying he ain't that. I'm telling you right now, if I'm sending a five out there and Anthony Edwards leading them, I know the team that beat us, they beat us. They not going to beat us because they got in our head. They ain't going to beat us because they, you know, we thought they were a tougher team. No, they beat us. If I send him out there as the face of my franchise and we lose, if we got enough talent to win a championship or be a really good team, if we lose, I'm going to know that team beat us. Because our leader, it's almost similar to Jimmy Butler. That's how I look at Anthony Edwards. A lot like Jimmy Butler when it comes to, you about to have hell this game.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I said that, look, Minnesota hadn't had a player. They've been looking for their franchise guy like this since KG left. But see, to your point, is why I give LaMelo Ball a slight edge. Think about this. Anthony Edwards in Minnesota. LaMelo Ball in Charlotte. Both of those are not big markets, but LaMelo Ball all of a sudden is making Charlotte look like a big market.
But Perk, let's MJ own Charlotte, bro.
Man, MJ been on this Charlotte for a long time and still haven't.
But here's my thing, Perk. You know that if a star comes into that franchise, they are way better suited to explode fast. Right? And look, to your point, you know, I lived in Charlotte for 3 years.
No, you're right. You know what you're right.
And when you think about, bro, the Charlotte Hornets, the Carolina Panthers, bro, that them people live and die by them teams.
They do.
I'm talking about, like, the people that live in North Carolina, they live and die by that. So they've been, to my point is, Perk, they've been waiting for this.
They have.
They've been waiting for this, bro. And that's how you see the explosion of what's happening with them right now. I think Anthony, though, if Anthony was in Charlotte, it'll be popping.
It would be popping. It would definitely be popping.
But look, LaMelo got before he was drafted, he got his dad, he got his brother. He had a lot coming in. And the thing that I love about LaMelo is he answering the bell. He is as good as advertised.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And look, at the end of the day, guess what? I'm not knocking you because Anthony Edwards is one of my favorite, if not, he's my second favorite after Ja Morant. So we not
ain't
even,
no argument. We both like not, both of them.
No, it's whatever flavor you like. You either exactly. Like, if you want to drink Budweiser's, then go do it. If you like Miller Lights, go handle your business. I'm a Michelob Light type of guy. I'm trying to drop calories. So here it is, right? See, you heard I snuck that in.
You said it so fast, you wanted people to gloss over it.
I stuck it in real quick. I don't want nobody, you know, free advertisement now. Y'all just heard that. But listen, here's the thing, Swaggo. All I've been hearing about for the last 3 weeks, okay? All I've been hearing about is, boy, with Frank Gore getting that ring.
Oh,
Frank
no, you
Gore
did.
With. Did, have y'all seen Frank Gore? Ooh, Frank Gore on slow. Have y'all seen him? Oh, look at his muscles. He got veins. He got this. He got the double neck. Look at man, Frank Gore. And I told one person the other day,
I said,
look, it's one thing you cannot lift weights with. And you know what that is? Your chin. I ain't never heard of nobody lifting weights with a chin. You can get hit on the butt on your button by anybody. Now look, we'll as basketball players, we are one up. But I need to know. Perfect. I need to know. Hold on, I gotta ask you this. Did Frank Gore, what did he expect walking into that ring? First of all, before you answer that, I wanna give a huge shout out to the both of them because people don't realize
it's hard.
What it takes as an individual to walk in that ring and it's mano y mano. You by yourself and you got to go slug it out in front of millions. Now that I got the congratulations out the way, explain to me what Frank Gore got to know.
Perk.
The fight just don't stop when he.
Perk, I hate you. I hate you for this. I hate you.
I want to fight, though.
I knew your ass was going to have something funny for this here.
Go ahead, dog. Just Perk. Explain. Give me your Perk. Thoughts on the fight.
Perk, I was, oh my God. I was so embarrassed for Frank, bro. Here's the thing, man. Like, it's always like a little fine line between going in about like the jokes and understanding that I ain't been in no boxing ring, so I don't know what it's like.
Right.
But I did watch it. And I'm gonna give you my analysis. Frank went in there and got his ass toe up, Perk.
He did, man. He did.
Perk, I put a picture on Instagram. Perk, in the middle of the fight, it looked like Frank looked at Darren and was looking at him like, man, what the hell you doing?
Man, he was looking at
D. Will like, man, what you doing, man? And D. Will throwing haymakers, bro.
Yes, Frank
was in that ring, Perk, thinking this just an exhibition. We finna throw some hands. We go.
This is a Roy Jones and Mike Tyson type of fight,
Perk. No. Perk, D. Will threw the man out of the ring, Perk. Bro. and then tried to uppercut him on the way down. Hey, Perk, I ain't gonna lie. I was looking at the fight. I was, Perk, you know how we be. And me and you was on the phone. I'd have called you. I said, Perk, D Will too serious out there, man. He just was, he snapped.
He snapped. But this is the thing I was trying to make people realize. D Will, one, was a wrestler in high school.
Yep.
Two, he been practicing that UFC stuff for the last 15 years, bro. And I'm like, dog, y'all really don't understand. The push, when he got to throwing them haymakers and he gave them that push and coming back, that push was so much aggression.
It was violent.
But listen, we was down, the ex-NBA and NBA players, we were down bad from Nate Robinson. So
y'all had to bounce back.
Remember that, bro? We had a rough stretch, man.
It was rough.
I mean, people was calling us out and calling us off about the whole Nate Rob thing, man. D Will had to go put on for us.
Hey, listen, Perk. The break, I got to say two things. One thing I was thinking during that fight when I was watching Frank get his ass whooped was Frank got a son, man, that's got to go to school, and he done got beat up and pushed out of the ring. That's the first thing I was thinking. The first thing I was thinking was my kids would be embarrassed as hell if I got beat up like that. That's number one. The second thing I was thinking was...
You ain't right, dog. You ain't right. Go ahead.
All I kept thinking, bro, watching Frank was, man, I ain't come here for all this, man. No. That's all he was thinking.
He didn't come there for that, dog. You can see a difference.
Bert, it was a whole different mentality.
Yes, dog.
It was like, bro, Frank looked like let's get in here and spar. Let's get these people a little show and get out of here.
Let's get out of
here. Will was like, I want to be 1-0 in boxing.
Yeah.
Bert, listen, man.
No.
Listen, bro.
Shout out to the both of them.
Shout out to both of them, bro.
They doing something I would not be doing. I'm telling
Frank,
you.
Frank, you know I got nothing but mad respect for Frank Gore, bro. And Frank is an Iron Man legend, played running back for so long and did it at a very high level. Gonna be a Hall of Famer. But Frank got his ass whooped. And that's all it really boiled out to.
He got his ass.
Speaking of Perk, you know NFL Live, man. I do this segment called Big Man Balling.
Oh, I see it. And, hold on, time out, bro. Y'all been putting on straight movies around us. I'm telling you, you and Mina with the let's get ready and the hey look. Hey, I'm telling you, y'all been putting on straight movies around us. So,
man, we really fool with each other, man. It's a great group.
People don't understand it. Look, in order to make anything great and a product great, you got to have chemistry. You got to enjoy with who you working with or who you with, however you want to. If you don't have chemistry, bro, it's going to be a disaster. But if you got that chemistry there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man,
Perk, shout out to our. Matter of fact, you say that. Shout out to our fans, bro, because I think a lot of what we getting from our listeners and fans and people that's tapping in the podcast, they giving us the same energy that we giving them. We getting the same energy back. We got mad love for y'all. We gonna figure out something to call our crew, man. Yeah. We gonna figure out something to call our people. Cause I'm starting to look at these comments and people comment on it, and I'm starting to be like, yeah, we forming a little community. Like we got a little family going, and I'm with it. We trying to expand the family to the whole world. Last but not least, Perk, Christian Wilkins, when I was talking about the big man baller, Christian Wilkins scored a touchdown, big defensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins.
I saw that.
And he hit the worm, Perk.
He did the worm.
It was phenomenal.
I saw that. Perk,
I tried to do the worm today, like to recreate it. My back still hurt. My back still hurt, man.
Come on, man. You tried to do the worm?
I tried to do the worm, Perk. My body, the flexibility ain't there no more.
Bro, do you know it's about to get there though?
Cause it's coming.
You about to? I'm just trying to see what nickname I'm gonna call you when you slim all the way up. I'm gonna figure that out, man. But look, that's a whole nother story. I'm gonna figure that out because I already, I see it.
Matter of fact, I know it's Swaggo and Perk.
You gotta tell us. First of all, I want to say this to all the people out there in the world. In my opinion, some of the most athletic, agile people I ever met was either offensive lineman and defensive lineman.
Big I just want to put that out there
because a lot of people don't realize how agile y'all really are and how athletic y'all really are at that size and the way that y'all – that's a whole other story. You got to tell
The best athletes in the NFL play on the lines. I know it's hard for people to, like, really grasp that concept. The best athletes in the NFL are D linemen and offensive linemen. Those are the best athletes.
Yeah, like, the real ones know. But I need to know, one, what was your best celebration dance? What was your – no, it's two questions. What was your go-to and what was your best one? Like, I know you had one when you was getting back there in the backfield, you'll get your sack. And I know you had one for, you know, maybe a strip for a fumble. Yep. I know you had something else for a touchdown. I need to know.
My touchdown celebration was lame as hell, bro. All I did was looked in the stands and pointed to my family. That's number. All right. It was lame.
That wasn't lame.
Well, it's lame when it comes to celebrations, right? I'm talking about like I probably would have cut a rug or two stepped or something. But you got to realize, man, when I was in the NFL, it was cut a rug or two step. We old school, Perk. They gonna see us with them big ass long walkers on them walker suits, and we gonna be dancing with our wives. They gonna be telling like, look at Swaggo and Perk cutting up in the middle of the dance floor. I love it. And Perk, when I got a sack, I would go fishing, cause you know I'm an outdoorsman. So I would fish and then act like I'm reeling them in.
Oh,
it was nasty. Okay. It was nasty. Okay. It was nasty.
Okay.
I got one with Big Ben like that. Big Ben, Ben Roethlisberger. He can't avoid no sacks right now, but that's another subject for another day.
How long it took you to take Big Ben down?
It took a lot. Ben, it took Big all
Ben
I had.
Big Ben played quarterback, but he got an offensive lineman or defensive lineman body down.
What you call the bodies? You call what?
They wag bodies.
They wag bodies.
It's okay.
I love when you say it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Man. Listen, man, I've been smiling ear to ear, bro, because I love you, dog. I love getting with you every Monday and doing this, man. We got the Deion. Deion was the one I wanted to really talk about because I think that's a shift that's really going – we're going to start seeing things happen after that, like after getting this top recruit. The Anthony Edwards LaMelo Ball thing for me is super interesting because we always trying to find the next face. Now, it could be – it might be Jai because Jai seems like the only one. Unfortunately, he got an injury, but he seems like the only one right now out of Luka and Zion that care about basketball enough to be ready to play when the season come along.
Come on.
Right?
Come on.
And then the – Perk, listen, man.
What the – What you got to say?
The NBA is 1-0 right now. Williams beat the hell out of Frank Gore, and that's probably the saddest thing about this podcast today. But it's funny as hell. Bert,
funny as hell.
When we get done, bro, go on my IG and look at Frank Gore's face. Look at the picture I posted of Frank Gore.
I'm going on there.
You know, we done had them fights in the hood. I done lost some fights. I done won a lot, but I done lost some.
You gotta lose some to know how to get back.
You know this move right here. Alone. Frank said, what? What you doing? Frank looking at D-Will like, what you doing? Like, no, we boxing. I'm about to throw your ass out the ring. That's what we're doing. We boxing. Frank Gore Jr., got mad love for you, bro. Don't be embarrassed. Everybody that ain't cool enough to go in the ring and fight.
Straight up. Hey, look, big bro, I'm so happy to be back. You know I look forward to these. And on top of that, I know I was a little late, but I'm on time. I was late, but I was on time.
On time. Okay, then, might not come when you want it. Be there right on time.
Hey, look. God. Hey, listen, you know I love you, but look, this episode right here, you know what we got to call it, right? We ain't calling it nothing. We need for Dan and
our producers, Andrea Trent, Parker.
We need for them to say powerful and three greater than signs, popular. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what it is. Because
they
that's
heard
what
us. They heard us, Perk.
Yeah, they heard us. So
powerful over popular.
Bro, what's this episode 9 we just finished?
Is it 8 or 9? 8.
Oh, this episode.
8. Yeah. The number 8 represent new beginnings. And it's funny, Perk, because we got our 8th episode. Yeah. And then the next time we do a show, it'll be New Year's. So it's a new beginning.
It's a new beginning.
Perk, I ain't gonna lie. A lot of people might not like this when I say it, but I'm gonna say it. Perk, we kicking ass on this podcast.
Kicking ass.
It's so fun. It's so fun to do
it. You know what? I got my people with me.
I got my people in the city. Boosie Boo. Boosie Boo. Boosie Boo. All right, man. This has been episode 8. I'm so happy to be back with my brother. When y'all hear this laughter, see our faces, this is truly genuine joy when I get together with my little big bro, Big Perk. This has been episode 8. Appreciate y'all listening. Swaggin' with Perk Podcast.